Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just-gotta-get-out-the-door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/cozy.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, the podcast where we uncover the stories of the world's most remarkable empires, their rise, their triumphs, and the legacies they left behind. So far, we've crossed Mesopotamia, Egypt, Greece, and India. Today, we journey eastward once more, to China, where one of the most enduring dynasties in world history transformed a nation and left a cultural legacy that defines China to this day. This is the story of the Han Dynasty, often considered China's golden age, a period of political stability, economic prosperity, and cultural flourishing that lasted for over four centuries. The Rise of the Han. The Han Dynasty was born from the ashes of the Qin Dynasty. Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor, had unified China in 221 BCE, but his harsh legalist rule, brutal labor projects, and heavy taxations sparked rebellions after his death. The Qin dynasty collapsed in just 15 years. From this chaos emerged Liu Bang, a peasant-turned-rebel leader who defeated rival warlords, including the powerful Xiang Yu, to found the Han dynasty in 206 BCE. As Emperor Gaozu, Liu Bang established a dynasty that would endure for more than 400 years, shaping Chinese identity for millennia. Even today, the majority ethnic group in China call themselves Han Chinese, a testament to the dynasty's lasting influence. Governance and stability. Unlike the Qin, the Han rulers sought balance. They maintained the Qin's centralized bureaucracy but softened its harshness. They adopted Confucianism as the guiding philosophy of state, blending it with legalist efficiency. Confucian ideals, loyalty, hierarchy, and moral duty, became the foundation of Chinese government, education, and family life. To recruit officials, the Han developed one of history's earliest forms of the civil service examination system, where merit and knowledge of Confucian classics became the path to office. This system, though imperfect, created a bureaucracy that valued learning and stability. The empire was divided into provinces and commanderies, overseen by appointed governors and—
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Magistrates. At the center was the emperor, regarded as the son of heaven, ruling by the mandate of heaven, a divine legitimacy that could be lost if misrule led to chaos. Han expansion. The Han dynasty's power reached its peak under Emperor Wu, Han Wudi, who reigned from 141 to 87 BCE. A dynamic and ambitious ruler, Wu expanded China's borders further than ever before. To the north, he launched campaigns against the Xiongnu, nomadic horsemen who raided China's frontiers. These wars were costly but successful, pushing the Xiongnu back and opening the northern steppes. To secure the borders, Wu established military colonies and encouraged settlers to farm frontier lands. To the west, Han envoys and generals pushed into Central Asia, forging connections that would become the Silk Road. This network of trade routes carried silk, jade, and ceramics westward, while horses, glass, and new ideas flowed east. The Silk Road made China not just a regional power, but a player in a truly interconnected world. The empire also expanded south into Vietnam and north into Korea, spreading Chinese culture, technology, and governance far beyond its heartland. Economy and prosperity. The Han Dynasty presided over remarkable economic growth. Agriculture remained the backbone of society, supported by irrigation, iron tools, and innovations like crop rotation. Surpluses fed growing cities, while trade enriched the state. State monopolies were established on salt, iron, and liquor, ensuring revenue for the government. Taxes were relatively light compared to the Qin, easing burdens on peasants. Pataliputra may have.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Have been the jewel of India, but in China, cities like Chang'an, the Han capital, became bustling centers of commerce and culture, home to hundreds of thousands of people. Merchants traded silk not only along the Silk Road but also through maritime routes reaching Southeast Asia and India. Han coins, standardized in bronze, circulated widely, reflecting the empire's economic integration. Culture, science, and technology. The Han dynasty is remembered as much for cultural and scientific achievements as for military might. In philosophy, Confucianism flourished, shaping education and ethics. But Taoism and folk religions remained popular, blending rituals and traditions into daily life. Han historians compiled detailed records, with Sima Qian's records of the Grand Historian becoming a model for Chinese historiography. Literature, poetry, and art thrived, expressing themes of nature, morality, and the cosmic order. Technological innovations were transformative. The Han perfected paper, revolutionizing record-keeping and communication. Advances in astronomy allowed precise calendars. Seismographs detected earthquakes, while medical texts described herbal remedies and acupuncture. Iron tools, crossbows, and agricultural technology strengthened both army and farm. Han art blended realism with spirituality, producing exquisite bronze mirrors, jade carvings, and painted silk. Tombs like the Muangdui yielded treasures that reveal the richness of Han culture and the complexity of its beliefs about death and the afterlife. Challenges and decline. But even golden ages face shadows. The Han state was vast, and maintaining order strained resources. Court politics became corrupt, with powerful eunuchs and empresses manipulating succession. Heavy taxation and land concentration in the hands of elites created suffering among peasants. In 9 CE, the usurper Wang Mang seized power, founding the short-lived Xian dynasty. He attempted radical reforms, redistributing land and issuing new currency, but his efforts backfired. Famine, floods, and rebellion followed. In 23 CE, the Han were restored in what historians call the Eastern Han period. The restored dynasty continued many traditions but faced ongoing challenges. By the 2nd century CE, peasant uprisings like the Yellow Turban Rebellion shook the empire. Factional struggles at court further weakened authority. In 220 CE, the dynasty finally collapsed, plunging China into the Three Kingdoms period, a time of fragmentation and war. Legacy. The Han dynasty may have fallen, but its legacy was indelible. It defined Chinese identity, culture, and governance for millennia. The Confucian bureaucracy, the Silk Road, the use of paper, and the model of imperial governance all became cornerstones of later dynasties. To this day, Chinese people identify as Han, linking themselves directly to this era of unity and prosperity. The Han dynasty showed the world that an empire could be more than conquest, it could be a golden age of learning, science, and culture, where expansion was matched by innovation. The Han dynasty was not merely an empire, it was a civilization at its peak, a golden age that continues to define China's past and present. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we will explore the Byzantine Empire, where Rome was reborn in the East, blending classical tradition with Christian faith to shape a new era of history.